To hang with the boys once a week.
It's almost like therapy without it, without being all soft.
It's therapy without all those damn copays.
Damn right. Anyway, welcome to Boy Brunch.
Boy Brunch.
Recording here is 7:40 p.m.
Ooh.
Hot time for brunch.
Yeah, this is one of those sweet dusk casts. Sun setting outside.
Yeah, I don't want to watch the sunset. I want to talk about what's going on.
Yep. I want to talk about current events. Which we don't touch on at all.
We
a Lizzo take about 5 months after Lizzo.
Yeah, and it's still going to be even later
when it actually gets released.
Yeah, we don't really do topical stuff. However, you know, it is the start of summer.
We prefer timeless comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, evergreen.
Classic evergreen bits that you can listen to. And
Difference between men and women.
Yes.
What's up with penises? They're weird.
Get into it.
As well as race.
Race is another timeless topic.
Yeah.
Speaking of race, we do have a topic.
Well, first I want to tell you.
All right, maybe that was a bad transition. Speaking of race, go ahead.
I have one white.
Yeah.
One race. Okay.
You're one race.
Yeah, I'm one race.
That's sick.
It's pretty cool.
Was that what you were gonna? You told us you had some.
Yeah.
I forgot you were gonna.
Oh,
come in hot
I was gonna come
cast.
In hot. I thought I was gonna be late, but you guys were playing video games.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Killed the excitement.
I was gonna come in with like
in
shooters
hot.
Of Jack Daniels, and we were gonna celebrate that I had sex right before this. And
fuck
that's why
yeah!
I was late.
Do you sell
yeah.
the shooters?
No, I didn't buy them. And now I'm glad I didn't because we're fucking.
Yeah. Luckily,
but,
we matched that energy when
yeah.
you got
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted a shooter
yeah.
of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I was like, it is a Monday. I don't think you guys are gonna want.
I mean. I do have a job interview tomorrow, but it's at 2. So.
Yeah, but it'll give you that like little bit of alcohol in your blood. It'll give you an edge.
You got time.
You ever see that Danish movie?
No.
It's called One More Round.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's with the guy who plays Hannibal Lecter in the series, Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh.
And they basically...
Anthony Hopkins.
They like drink a. They like figure out that some like old scientist or whatever did an experiment where he drank like a little bit each day to keep his like... BAC at like a really low amount, and it gave him like
to
an edge in life.
Keep his marriage together, am I right, fellas?
Well, that's, I mean, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, one guy like overdoes it and his whole life falls apart.
Of course.
Dies.
Of course.
But
did it have positive effects?
Oh, it, like in the beginning, it has the best effects on all of them because
yeah,
they're all like, they're not drinking, they're like scientifically timing to just to keep like a little bit of alcohol in their blood. And it's like, but then obviously, you know, they overdo it. But
a slippery slope.
You just get confident or what?
Yeah, I don't know. It lowers your inhibitions and stuff, so you can just like take risks maybe and that kind of thing. But
yeah, baby.
But then they're inevitably
that liquid confidence coursing through your veins.
Damn right.
Courage. You start shooting shots. You start catcalling.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did have sex right before this.
That's
it was nice. That's why I was late.
I can feel it. I can feel the heat.
I was like,
you.
I think we started at like 6:20-ish, 6:30.
Damn, he hit that buzzer beater.
Well, and then, but then I was like, I guess I'm better in bed than I thought because I looked when we finished. I like walk out and I'm like 7 p.m.
Damn,
fuck.
I'm late to the pod.
Yeah.
Half hour session.
Well, you know what?
Half.
And I may not tell Zach this, but it's the one excused absence on this pod. If you were actively fucking, I'll let.
Well,
it
yeah, because yeah. then Zach would never.
That's why I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
We can't tell Zach that rule because he could. Be fucking at any
he'd never show
yeah.
up
yeah he'd never be here
yeah
he's like sorry boys
it's hard to nail weak. That man down
yeah
unless you're one of
the
fucking
the
dogs on
yeah.
Grindr dude.
I mean yeah the conversion rate is I mean the you know me and this girl having sex I mean that's like or
it's
well
like
the
eclipse.
Reverse
it's like what
it's
is
once
reverse?
In a lifetime is that what you're saying
no
she'll never do it again
no it's sorry my brain's working slow because I got all this lady I got those she jizz in my brain.
that's crazy. You don't have any blood in your head right now.
Yeah, that's true. It all went to my butthole.
Hell yeah, dude.
No.
It goes with me.
No, like me.
She jizz.
Zach having sex would be like me holding hands with this girl. Yeah. You know, that's the conversion rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, anyway. Anyway,
that's sick. Congrats,
bro. Thanks, guys. Anyway, topic.
That's what boy brunch.
And I think that's we're kicking off. It's me having sex. Great way to kick off our topic today.
Yeah.
White boy summer.
White boy.
Is it hot boy summer?
No, it's white boy summer.
White boy summer. We're going.
No
chat.
Offense to the
full
hot
chat.
Non-white boys out there, but it ain't about you this summer. It's
yeah.
I think everybody can have anybody could have a white boy.
Well,
summer.
You're definitely right about that.
Yeah.
White boy summer is bigger than race. I think it transcends an attitude, an ethos.
It is a way of life.
I think for black people, it's them wearing boat shoes.
Hell yes,
and being
dude.
Ashy.
Being ashy open.
Wear boat shoes. Go to raves of artists who suck.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like music that no one wants to listen to.
I'm literally doing that next weekend. Yeah, I'm locked into White Boy Summer. I listened to Steely Dan on an electric city bike on the ride here. It was the most White Boy Summer way to kick off.
Bro,
I got my
awesome.
College football jersey on. I'm full WBS right now.
Were you singing it?
I was singing it, okay. Yeah. Deacon Blues. In the fucking bike lane, swerving around immigrants. Because they walk in the bike lane a lot.
I imagine you just racing them on the scooters.
Bro, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you'll get caught up in a race with like a DoorDash guy.
Yeah,
and he likes to really juice it and show you what he's capable of. Yeah.
I also like the idea of you like almost being racist. You're like, hey, go back to your sidewalk.
Yeah.
get on that sidewalk.
Go back to your sidewalk. I do become a red-blooded American whenever I'm in the bike lane. I'm like, get out of the bike lane.
Yeah.
We cyclists have rights. Learn the rules.
When you're a pedestrian,
but white people do it too. No one respects the bike lane.
When you're a pedestrian too, I mean, bikers are the biggest fucking
when
assholes.
When I'm a ped, fuck the bikes, bro.
When I'm a driver,
so, yeah, dude.
And then when I'm on a bike, drivers suck.
I'm
pedestrians
such
suck.
A fair weather transportation.
Yeah,
fan.
You hate the other two when
whatever,
you're
yeah,
one of the others.
You're doing. I'm team
mean
that.
Mug bicyclists when I'm skateboarding.
Oh,
they have
see,
a hard
skateboarder.
Oh.
That's one team I'm never on.
Yeah.
So I'm anti skateboarder
all the time.
I don't think y'all should be allowed to skateboard in public.
Oh, hey, here's my. Here's
unless
my,
you really suck at it.
Hey, here's my super loud. Fucking transportation that I'm gonna ride in the subway platform.
Dude, have you ever seen?
So you're the reason why I get fucking tickets for skating.
He did get a ticket for that last week.
Bro, I
it's
did.
It's a sore subject right now, the skateboarding in the subway.
I mean, I'm not gonna narc on you.
Which,
dog.
What
I'm
is the subway
station?
Excuse me, officer, he's skating in the subway.
Sir, someone's shredding over there. Someone's absolutely ripping it over there.
I'm trying to read my Sally Rooney novel. I can't
Bell Hooks
focus.
Doesn't read itself.
Hey, I look around. If there's chicks.
Here.
Yeah, you're like, damn,
bell hooks.
No chicks around. Well, that's the thing that pisses me off about skateboarders is you'll be like walking down the sidewalk and then you see a dude with a camera on a skateboard and some cool ass dude on a skateboard ripping some trick, absolutely like slipping in she jizz, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
Just absolutely being the coolest guys ever out in public, and it makes me jealous.
Some of that sliding in some of that lady slime.
Dude, Ladies. Absolutely front nose grind right into the slime, dude. Like, looks more like a skimboard once he hits that shit. Spraying off the sides, dude.
Fuck skateboarding, he's surfing, bro.
Dude, he it becomes surfing real quick, and then he rides the wake and comes back up on the shore, yeah. Dude. Classic skim.
Dude, I'd be boogie boarding in the pussy.
Dude, you can only boogie board off another man's pussy juice. You need a lot of volume to get the boogie up there.
Oh, God. That's so gross.
I just thought it'd be fun to say boogie board.
Boogie boarding in the puss.
The she-gush.
Boogie boarding the puss. Yeah.
Anyways, fuck skateboarders, even though I'm sure it's really cool.
Wait, so
yeah.
What do you do at Bonnaroo? Tell me about this.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Bonnaroo.
You just party, bro.
Party? Is
you
it just like a big-ass tailgate or what?
It's a tailgate during the day, and then from like 5 or 6 to sunrise, it's just concerts.
Really?
All in a big field, so you can walk around and go to different ones.
Is there food there?
Tons. Yeah, food. Drugs.
What do you do there?
I spread the word of God. I walk around,
walking around with
the Bible.
Bible
pass
and
out verses. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, Like, I know y'all are having fun looking God in the eye right now, but I want you to know, you don't have to do it this way.
You know, he has written work.
It is tough. It would be tough to spread the word of God when everyone around you is on psychedelics.
I feel like it'd be easier.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you feel that light?
Yeah.
That's Jesus talking to you.
Nah, if you're on psychedelics, you're going to be like, shut up.
Dude, I just saw Jesus. He's a lizard, man.
And now he's inside me.
Now he's, this, I mean, his golden light is pouring out of my holes.
I don't
do drugs, so I don't know what those kind of people would say. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a music festival?
No. I've never wanted to shit in my own sweat before.
Mm-hmm. The sweat actually lubes it up quite nice.
Yeah, it's not sticky.
Dude, hardly any mess. Easy clean. You're back on the fucking farm before you know it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't... Like,
the
I think it would be
is
fun.
Part of the fun, honestly.
Yeah, it'd be fun to be camping and like with your friends.
It's a 3-day,
but
like it's a 2 or 3 day event.
4 day.
I just feel like
you're outside the whole time.
Yeah, 80+ degrees every year.
Yeah, like
you bring all your like canopies and your boys with trucks and camping equipment, and you just make a big like commune with your friends.
Totally,
super fun.
So it's like the South Burning Man.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wish I had a funny Southern version of Burning Man, but
yeah,
I got nothing right now.
The honky tonk,
yeah,
I don't know,
fucking tonking outside, dude.
honestly, the Southern version of Bonnaroo, the Daytona 500. Let's be honest,
dude. That's where I'm going to the Indianapolis 500 next week.
Really?
You are?
Yeah. That's fucking sick.
So I'm going to the Indianapolis 500, and then it's for my buddy's birthday. We're seeing a concert that's inside the racetrack. So I'm hoping there's like cars flying
like,
around,
yeah,
and I'm in the middle just like,
I doubt that they would do that.
It seems very unsafe.
Yeah, people take that. I mean, Indy 500, that's a really serious thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a concert happening.
Yeah, some fucking drunk.
Some other kind of race.
Some girl on Molly wanders onto the track.
Where's Jessica?
Gets chopped in half by a spoiler.
Tony fucking Stewart just pins her in the wall.
My Uber's supposed to come over here.
Is this the chain smokers? I'm looking for VIP for the chain smokers.
Wait, so what concert are you seeing next?
Wait, also
shitty
car racing.
Music.
Car racing's super loud. You couldn't have a concert.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a race?
You ever been to an EDM show? Pretty damn loud. I don't know. Could drown out those motors. Crank it up.
I've never been to either one.
Dude. It's going to be a honky tonkin' time, dude. I'm sure me and my fellow honks are going to be really having fun in Indy next weekend.
Yeah.
I can smell the sunburnt from here.
Oh, dude, we're going to be crispy when I get back.
You guys are going to vibe out to Tiesto?
Dude, I sure hope. I could only be so lucky if old Tiesto was to grace us. It's a bunch of EDM people that I've never heard of before.
Right.
So it's going to be hard shit
I don't
that
think there's
I don't
anybody
enjoy.
Who's ever heard of an EDM artist.
Although
no,
I will say, even
let me
though
tell you.
I don't listen to EDM music, probably the best music to go to if you don't know the artist.
Yeah.
It's easy to follow.
Because you just bop along and dance hard when the beat drops. Yeah. But then if like you go to like a, you know, a singer-songwriter, it's like, well, I can't sing along, so
yeah,
I'm missing
okay
half the enjoyment.
Exactly. I agree.
Shit.
That's part of the appeal of EDM, I guess, is that it's for fucking simpletons.
Yeah, yeah. People don't want to think about words and lyrics.
For,
and
like a first time. Like
it, I'm just talking shit. I have friends who were quite into it, but
they live that lifestyle. Do they wear candy?
I don't. Yeah, I guess they probably do wear a little necklace.
That's crazy.
It's just, yeah, it's like a very sweaty, grimy crew.
Yeah, I had friends in college that would do that all the time.
Colorado, there's a scene out there for that stuff. Yeah,
huge rave scene.
Uh-huh.
Never went.
It's
but
fun.
I did see how people dressed, and I was like, I could be convinced.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing but like
it's like bathing
and
suits.
Yeah,
yeah, it's bathing suits.
Mm-hmm, I do like that part of it. Yeah.
You know what? I'm coming back around. I'll meet you in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's true. Raves are where people get freaky and crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a rogue titty. You
bro,
know what I mean?
You will. And it
a
won't
rogue
be
a rogue tit?
It won't be a rogue.
It's going to be right in your face
it'll
on purpose.
It'll be there on purpose.
Yeah.
That is, I feel like that might be the lure for me.
All right, I'm back on. Music festivals are my favorite thing in the world.
And we're back around.
And we're coming.
We're back. I actually would love to go to a music festival and then like have a crazy sexual experience.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only reason I go. Like you're in a committed relationship, mm-hmm. so I'm like, what's even the point?
I'm there for the music.
Yeah.
I'm there because I love the
music.
Which
is insane.
That sucks.
That sucks. I fuck with you and you know I fuck with you. I kind of don't fuck with that.
Josh, I'm there for the music. Pause.
Yeah, big pause. Well, I'm also there to just get crossfaded as fuck and have a great time with my friends. But
that's true. But
the music is a big draw.
No, that's true. That's true.
Y'all should. Y'all ever want to come to Rue, you always have a spot under my canopy, dude.
Your camp?
I've got a six-man tent. I can fit so many people.
You ever want to come to Rue? There's a hot dog with your goddamn name on it.
I'll tell you what.
I got a tab of acid with your initials etched into it whenever you want to be there.
Just bring your own gallon water bottle. Yep. You'll be okay.
Yep.
I want a music festival where it's only hot dogs, like no drugs,
dude,
no alcohol.
Glizzfest.
Bro. Glizzaroo. Think about how just rancid it would smell.
Dude, oh my God. Those would be the craziest porta
potties. The worst porta potties in the world, dude.
Seen.
Just
Glizzaroo.
Fucking chain smokers.
Kobayashi. It's just competitive eaters eating things on stage. That's the axe.
And everyone's still nodding along like it's music.
Fuck yeah, dude.
No, it's just ASMR.
Yeah,
it's
Joey ASMR, Chestnut. Just like
dude.
Everyone's like tripping. They're like,
bro. One time, me and our friend Bo went to TVI.
Bobaloo.
Shout out.
Shout out
to Bobaloo. Dude, but we went to TVI because we were like out one night and it just is near our house.
Yeah.
And we go in and we were like to the guy, hey, you know, could we go into the back where the music? He's like, oh, yeah, it's the last act of the night. You can just go in. And we're like, oh, sick. We're just going to see some band play or something. Mm-hmm. And it's this one person on stage, like, with like this like, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be a sick like DJ. I don't even know they did DJ. I thought TVI was a punk venue.
Wow.
And this is gonna be fun as fuck. And then it like 2 minutes pass and the beat doesn't drop. And then three and then 4 minutes pass.
It was
and
an
me and
Bo
started
beat.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Cause we're like, this surely cannot be it.
This is it.
And it literally, I'm not kidding, it sounded like an airplane taxiing. I'm not kidding. And I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to put it on the mic. Let me know if you can hear it, Josh, because you're wearing the headphones.
Okay.
But I'm going to pull it up. I swear to God, it was the dumbest fucking thing.
You don't think this band is going to copyright claim us, do you?
Hey, bro. Oh, yeah, that's an airplane sound.
Yeah, this is live footage. Ooh. It's kind of like sonar
that was it?
Dolphins.
That was like 15 seconds. That was about 8 minutes into
but
the set.
But they never
Me
throw.
And Bo were like, no. I kept being like, I'm sure there's going to be something. And he was like, dude, this is it.
Dude.
And I
they
swear
never
to,
threw a drum behind
nothing,
it.
Nothing like that. And I swear to God, people were standing there like nodding. Like, this is fucking sick music.
That's so ridiculous.
Fuck. Yeah, it really was.
That's
very
so
ridiculous.
Ridgewood.
Those are going to be the people who never leave their home when VR happens. When they get the headsets,
dude,
those are the people
wait.
Who are like...
I can't wait to be one myself.
Yeah. It just felt like, oh, they're being like, I appreciate this thing that no one else appreciates. I'm like, because it's noise.
Yeah, they're like, what's cool about this song is that it's not music.
Yeah, no, literally.
That's actually what's
like,
sick
I wanted them
it.
All, like, me and Bo sat outside and then they all came out as it ended. And I really wanted one of them to just go to the other and be like, yo, so you also like music that sucks? Yeah, I'm a huge fan of music that isn't music.
Yeah. You ever seen those old guys that sit outside and, like, play the saw? That kind of was that. Like, I bet he'd be pissed if he walked into TVI. He'd be like, I've been playing this shit for... And mine has some structure to it.
Play
like,
the saw?
Bro,
what do you mean?
They have a saw on their leg and they like wobble it. And then they like play it with like a bow that you would use like for a violin. It's crazy.
That is nuts.
I've never seen
y'all
that.
Have no idea what I'm talking about. I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm lost.
It's maybe it's just a thing a guy in Knoxville did, but
he played
the saw and
a
it was
southern
like,
instrument, bro.
Like it's like just made a funny noise.
That's crazy. Yeah. Does it sound like when you hit a shed?
Hmm.
And it just like you're throwing rocks at a shed,
but like with the like wobbliness of that metally sound, it's like very metallic. Yeah,
dude,
it's been a few years since I hit a shed, so I had to think about that.
Yeah, I've hit a few sheds in my day,
dude. You hit a shed before we recorded this podcast. Hey yo, I'm just kidding. I'm sure she's
no. It's actually passionate love. Sex.
A beautiful condominium of a person, not a shed.
Condominium. There were no condoms.
Ooh.
All right, I'm done. note for Josh later. Please cut that out.
Please cut that out.
I said that. But I don't know. Should we do the?
Yeah, we actually had. We
so
did.
Yeah, without Zach here, we couldn't do a podcast.
We knew this
was
gonna fizzle, and honestly, we made it like a good 20 something minutes before it started to. So I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah, we don't. He really is a goddamn motor.
He is a podcasting machine. He's a savant of conversation.
Yeah.
I've saved his number. It just doesn't show up. I promise.
I forgot. Caleb
claims he's
I promise.
Saved Zach's number.
All right, you ready for the first
one? So basically, Zach sent us a few questions to respond to on the pod because I think he knew we would need some help.
Oh, whoa, it is year of the white boy summer, my favorite age. Okay, guys, I don't know if that applies to me. So my first question is, what does white boy summer mean to you? Because for me, it's like revival of the prep, which is I'm kind of going for it. Showing my gams in a nice little outfit. So yeah, what does that mean to you? What does white boy summer mean? And I want Caleb to go first.
Damn, he chucked Caleb under the bus there.
I know.
Yeah,
so Zach coming in clutch, giving us a good little topic to talk about. What does white boy summer mean to you, Caleb?
I imagine it's just like it's all interracial, bro. It's just white dudes finding a melanated shorty and just whatever accent she speaks in. Now that's his.
So for you, it's
sort of taking that accent. Yeah.
So for you, it's the interbreeding.
Essentially. And
it's that and the code switching. The code switching
the
is
code
a big
switching,
part of it.
I just imagine like white dudes just dancing very well.
Yeah.
Just to any
just
genre of music. Just now you're like, okay,
oh yeah,
white boy.
Dude. I had some white boy summers with my ex. I was dancing some bhangra.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Some bhangra. Okay.
A little bit of bhangra.
I'll stop.
That's awesome. Did you pick
I'm so
up
sorry.
A, did you pick up a touch of the accent at all?
No. Yeah, her accent from California, you asshole.
Shocking, brah. Y'all.
I actually do say stoked because of my ex.
There you go.
I picked up stoked
you
from
did
her.
A little bit
I did appropriate her East Bay. her East Bay ass.
You were having a white boy summer right there.
I really was.
Yeah, it was just like a whole bunch of white dudes in shorts. Like got their thighs out.
Yeah.
Thighs out, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That energy.
Dude.
There was one open mic where Kevin and I were cracking each other up just laughing like that. Especially when it was during jokes that weren't good. Which really clued the rest of the room in that we were doing a bit that wasn't about their material, but it was still very funny just here in the corner.
There's nothing like doing your own bits at open mics.
Oh, it's the best.
I there was a comic who I like when I first started, he was already really good, and he would like turn around to me at mics while someone was 1 foot from him on stage and just make jokes at me, and I would crack up.
Dude, so
so much, and I was like, this is so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do it to survive.
I love
honestly.
A comic who I don't want to say their name, but I love comics who do that. Who'll come up to you, say the person's joke like 10 times better.
Oh no!
And you're like, oh,
damn.
Do a better version of what's happening. A
little rewrite action. Cool.
Dude, on the fly.
That's a disrespect.
Josh, what's white boy summer mean to you? It's your turn,
bro. White boy summer to me, it's about getting outside.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Mm.
and I mean abusing alcohol outside, but you got to be outside.
Is it hard liquor or a cloth?
Well, it's if it's you're
probably beer.
If claws. It's outside, it's not substance abuse. That's
exactly.
The rule.
It's an activity. It's an
outdoor.
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
An activity.
It's very true.
You're in nature.
So
you're
it's about
air.
Going to the park and getting fucked up, or going to the beach and getting fucked up. You know, going to fun places.
Being on a roof.
Being on a roof
on
counts.
A roof.
That counts.
Yeah.
That's what White Boy Summer is all about. Drinking beer in the sunlight.
You're right.
And also, you know. You guys know. It's also about enjoying when Chet Hanks does that accent.
Yeah.
That's a big
Well,
appeal.
He nailed it.
It's really good. He's really good at it. And it's very funny.
Did you ever watch Atlanta? Have you guys watched that Atlanta episode with Chet Hanks?
No,
I haven't seen the new season.
Oh, bro.
I didn't realize my boy was in it.
Bro, he talks in the accent the whole episode.
That's so funny.
It's so fucking good, bro.
And he's one of those where, like, even if they were making fun of him, he probably wouldn't realize it and would still go all out doing the voice on set.
Bro, you know? It's...
He's method with it, I bet.
He's very...
Like, don't talk to Chet. He's still in.
He's been preparing for that his whole
dude. Yeah.
To me, Chet Hanks just shows the balance of the universe. Like, like Tom Hanks, the dad of America, and he has his son who just like follows in his footsteps and is like this other great. Was it Colin Hanks?
Yeah,
right?
Colin.
Fucking great actors, and like I think what has he been Oscar nommed? I don't know, but he's like
he's respected.
He's
respected.
He's respected. And then, of course, it had to get balanced out with this fucking dirtbag, asshole, idiot kid.
The best.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's like what happens when you're rich and you're kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to live off of this.
Yeah, dude.
Literally?
And I'm not mad at it.
No. Because
he's doing it right.
Well, look, I mean, White Boy Summer, it's all about living off your parents.
That is a big part of
White Boy resources.
It's borrowed money.
Borrowed
resources. Not your money. OPM.
Borrowed money, borrowed space.
Well, it's not borrowed money. It's your parents are investing in you.
Yeah.
Yes, in your future.
And you may be tanking like the NASDAQ, but that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all. OPM.
It's about belief.
Other people's money.
For me, White Boy Summer is about three things. Sucking. It's about fucking, and it's about rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's about rock and roll.
He's bringing back rock and roll, dude. Okay.
Dude, I want there to be a rock revival in New York City right now.
Like rock or punk?
Rock.
Like
Punk's too whiny. We need rock.
Post-punk.
We need songs about fucking ladies. That's what rock's all about.
Yeah.
It's about fucking and sucking.
Because, like, punk's all about, like, why doesn't she love me?
She won't fuck or suck me. She won't fuck or suck me.
It kind of had a nice little...
I like that.
Yeah, get in the booth, dude. Pop-punk lamps.
And then rock is...
Rock is, like...
She wants to fucking suck me.
She wants to fuck
me. Yeah, AC/DC.
Yeah. Or even later, too. Yeah.
It's just women in heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This
rockers. Punk.
Some
well, punk guys are like, why didn't she love me? Why didn't I get laid? And then rock guys are like, that was good sex I just had. Like, that's.
Hope she was 18.
I'm going to write
that's
a
sort of the vibe.
Yeah. I'll write a song about this questionably aged woman I just fucked.
So true. Rock is a post-coital brag.
It's literally.
Like, this what just happened to me?
Literally.
I fucked a girl, she was 14.
That's why I come in bragging. That's why I brag about sex. It's just it doesn't come off as cool when you just say it as a comedian.
Yeah.
It's just people are like, "Why are you bragging?" And I'm like, "Well, have you ever heard of just being happy for somebody?"
Yeah,
you know?
Just enjoy that.
And
the
but
rock
he,
and the roll.
Yeah.
Cuz you got the rock and then after cuz
people do
get
on
roll.
Me about bragging too much about having sex. Yep.
You're pussy bragging?
Yeah.
Well, they're jealous.
But I hope to get famous enough one day that I get like a watch mojo.
Yeah.
Top 10 times Kevin Mulhern bragged about having sex.
I try not to. I used to talk about it a lot in my
sets. I have no clue what that is.
You don't know what Watch Mojo is?
No.
They do countdowns.
Oh,
fuck. I thought a lot of people knew what that was.
Is it like BuzzFeed? But for
sort
TikTok?
Of. It's like YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube.
It's like classic YouTube. They've been around for decades.
That's anyway.
It's just one of those like,
there will be compilations.
Welcome back to Watch Mojo. Today we're counting down our top 10 Star Wars uh-oh moments.
Our favorite.
We
Kevin
all
Mulhern.
Know and love our
pussy
lovable
brags.
Characters. Yeah.
Pussy
Kevin Mulhern has been known throughout his career for having lots of awesome good sex.
Awesome.
That's good her words,
sex.
Not mine.
Awesome good Bushwick sex.
They call him Kevin the Bushwhacker.
Dude.
Mulhern.
He's wicked every bush in Bushwick. Kevin Mulhern.
Kevin Mulhern coined the term she-jizz on a podcast where he was bragging about having sex, and we'll never forget that moment.
Number 7, boogie boarding in she-jizz.
Really, that's the title. Watch Mojo, your fucking move.
Yeah.
I have a lot of material on my Instagram. Go ahead and check
it
out.
Make it happen, Watch Mojo.
Anyway, so that's what White Boy Summer means to me. Should we go to the next?
All right, another question in lieu of the topic. Okay, first I asked you what it meant to you, okay? Now I'm going to ask, now you know what it is. What are the actionable steps you're going to do to ensure you're having a good White Boy Summer? So I need to know the ins and the outs of exactly what you're going to do. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a watch. I'm going to go to a goddamn haberdashery, and I'm going to get some accessories, okay? Because everybody knows that you need to look like you're coming straight off Canal Street like a fly little white boy.
So Zach's going to dress up like the fucking Monopoly man this summer. He's going to dress up like Mr. fucking Peanut, walk around with a monocle and a haberdashery. That ain't white boy summer, dude.
It's not.
It's too bad Zach's not here to know what
Zach,
white boy
what
summer
the
is.
Fuck are you
That's
doing?
Old white man summer is what he's describing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
White, old white man summer.
Dressing like you're in Boca Raton.
Going to the cigar club and wasting 4 hours getting mouth cancer.
Talking about my
Where's
bitch
my
wife.
My bitch wife, Helen.
So action steps.
Actionable
well,
steps. What steps are we going to take to ensure that we have a good white boy summer?
Well, you're going to Bonnaroo, so you're kind of already
I'm going
the
to
right
fucking
direction.
Rue. I'm going to Indianapolis for the 500, dude. I've already taken the steps.
Yeah, so I'm sort of in love, so honestly, that might be my white boy summer is a honeymoon of a relationship.
Yeah, dude, just falling deep
in. But we're not exclusive yet, so,
yeah.
And I don't know what
sweaty Bushwick situationship.
Situationship, literally.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with my rich white friends.
And fuck yeah, dude.
Let them
Ooh.
Spend their money.
And that's another key to white boy summer. Have rich
friends.
Rich
white
yes.
friends. Yeah. And that time race is involved.
It, and
yeah,
it is and involved
it,
there.
It is
there
involved.
You if you want to get on the lake, you're going to need a fucking
yeah,
honk
rich white
with
friend.
A boat,
yeah,
yeah. dude.
With
a
boat.
Honk with a tonk.
A honk with a tonk that can really get up and go on the water in case TWRA shows up. That's yep. water cops, for those who don't know.
TWA?
TWRA is the Tennessee Wildlife and something.
Can they arrest
assholes
you?
And they arrest you. Yeah, they're water cops. They have a little speedboat. They go around on the water looking for people who are BUIing.
Mm.
Or as we like to call it, having a nice time.
Do you ever...
I love to kick back 6 beers, throw my kids on some random tube, and whip around the
dude,
lake at 75 miles an hour. That's up
sober
to me.
Should be the crime. What are yeah. we talking about here?
You expect me to be in the middle of a lake sober?
Not just tearing into this 12er with my kids on a tube behind me, whipping them into a buoy. I buoyed Brandon last week. I feel so bad. Broke his spine. No, that is like a sad reality of the lake is that the lake does take one or two every year.
Do they have whirlpools in your lake?
No. Not well, maybe. I don't know.
One of one of these guys I went to school
I thought
with,
that was an ocean thing.
No. Damn, that really puts polar plunges in.
Yeah. Bro, my homeboy was having a white boy summer and that's how he died.
That's awful. I want to make jokes about it, but it's your homie, so
no,
that seems out of place.
It was. We were like associates. He was a cool dude, but
he
I
was a
just
cool
like,
guy. But then he got with a Pokemon yeah. attack. What the fuck? He got whirlpool.
Well, I asked everybody. I was like, "What happened to him?" And like,
that's awful.
And they're like, "Oh yeah, a whirlpool got him." I was like, "No fucking
in
way.
A lake."
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I figure like a big fish at the bottom of the lake like sucks you down.
There's a Kraken in that lake for sure.
So fucking Godzilla, that's what got him.
He got taken by yeah. Nessie. We got taken by Nessie. She claims another victim every year.
Where'd this Scottish guy come from? He's sitting on the dock.
I also think a white boy summer
is a oil pool.
He's like teeing off. There, you're like, I didn't know there was a golf course here. There's not. Is it a kilt?
There's not. He just hits balls into the
trying to hit Nessie.
Oh, anyway, he hits it and he just starts walking away. Have a nice day.
Have a good. Watch out for the whirlpools. Whirlpool.
Wow. Yeah, that's a crazy.
That's an awful story, and I'm very.
That seems
sorry
like a how you die in a video game. Like,
yeah,
it's, I mean, you said
crash,
Pokemon.
That's a Crash
yeah
Bandicoot way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that's
it was cliff
crazy
diving.
Oh fuck! No, see, that's dangerous because people. We had that.
Yeah.
But if you jump and hit a rock. Dude,
oh, yeah.
You're fucked.
There's somewhere it's like, if you don't jump far enough, you will die.
You will hit rocks.
Well, they
you'll
have
sink the
videos
to the bottom
on Twitter. I've seen them.
Yeah.
This shit's crazy.
Yeah, I've never seen that because I don't want to know.
Yeah, don't. Because you'll drop your phone. I've dropped my phone seeing shit like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shit.
But, dude, Twitter will get you sometimes.
Yeah, it will be.
You're like, oh, there's like my friend. He made a joke. Oh, Kevin said something funny. And then it's like someone getting beheaded. And I'm like, okay.
How you scrolled past Kevin without giving him a
like. No reshare.
Wow. Or an Italian guy trying to give himself an oil change at a.
Oh, my God. That guy.
Have you seen that video?
No.
You saw him.
I can.
Gas
I
giving
him?
Himself
gas
an oil
pump
change?
Gary, dude.
Should I show him now?
No.
I'll show him.
I want to get Kevin's live reaction to this.
Gas
go to
pump
our
Gary
DMs.
I have the
yeah.
I
sent
screen
you
recording
a screen record of it because the tweet I wanted to show you wasn't working. Here we go, full vid.
Shoving it in his ass.
Oh,
oh man!
Absolutely.
Oh, why are you interrupting him, dude?
Dude, it was rude to interrupt. Let the man pump. Let him pump, dude.
Oh, is he? He's Italian. Is that Italian?
Yeah,
I think it's
Italian.
Italian.
That's definitely Italian.
Hey, what are you doing?
Is he bicycle?
Get that gas pump out of your asshole.
You can tell us. Look at the way they spell bicycle.
Bicycle.
There's too bicicle many letters in that.
Bicycle.
It's very Italian. Very
bicycle
dramatic.
Dude.
Come here.
He's kind of low key. Guy's packing,
dude. He's hung.
He's
hung.
Kind of like
people aren't talking about it. If anyone's gonna be shoving,
you got a dangler, bro,
dude. If I
look,
was
if you're that old and your dick's hanging lower than your balls, you're hung, dude. You're blessed. You can get a woman to do that to you,
dude,
my guy. Fucking
what's
use your
crazy
cock
is that there's no car in sight.
There's no, yeah, it's closed. Yeah.
He walked up on foot.
You think he? I mean, he's wearing an orange hat. You think he works there? Hey, I'm on break. Come on.
People, I'm checking the gas pressure.
Dude, people in line trying to get a Gatorade. He's like, I got something I got to do. And he walks outside, pumps his ass full of unleaded.
But this is one of the magical things you see on Twitter.
You got to use the premium. Spare no expense.
It's spicier.
It's diesel. Filling his asshole up with diesel.
Ass full
yeah, he's
going to
become the Hulk, dude. This guy.
Dude, I bet this guy is a fucking menace,
bro,
in Italy.
Bro.
Dude, if this
I
is
what
he's
what
doing during the day,
guy.
What's he doing at night, dude?
Well, this guy went after this. The people gotten tattoos of him now.
Yeah.
He's
gone fully viral.
Like, with the fucking
yeah
ass and his
yeah
dick.
The memes
that's
are
so funny, dude. Honestly, I'm really pissed, though, as someone who likes to suck off gas nozzles.
yeah, dude, pretty gross.
It's really pretty inconsiderate to put your fucking asshole on where I put my mouth.
It really makes you rethink.
Ugh. Looking at workout shit. Hold on.
It just really opened up my eyes to all the things that you can put in your ass. All the things I hadn't even considered. Yeah, here's all the memes I sent to Caleb on Twitter. This is good
oh
podcast. This is good
yeah
pods.
Without having this on their screen
yeah
at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, dude. I need
then
to
the girl
see those
that
girls
flashed
tits
the portal.
Did we not get the other side yet?
Dude,
no.
The
Elon
girl who
Musk
flashed the
Elon Musk
fucking
blocked him.
Wait, he did that? This was Elon Musk's creation?
No.
I'm
he
just
blocks
saying
it on Twitter.
He blocked it on X, so you can.
I bet we
see
can find it.
So I can see some old Italian guy go nozzle deep in his colon, but then some lady flashes the portal. That footage is blocked everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, there's people with tattoos. That's
people
fucking awesome.
Some tats
good tattoo
of the,
right there.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, pretty sick stuff happening on the internet this week. Jesus, Caleb. Yeah. The stuff we send each other.
I remember that. Oh, what a wonderful place the internet is. All right.
It truly is. Wait. Should we?
Yeah, last question.
And my last question to you is, is there a person in the zeitgeist right now who is encapsulating everything White Boy Summer that you want to be? For me, trying to think, like, who do I want to emulate this White Boy Summer? I guess, like, the only white boy I look up to is, like, me. It's embarrassing.
So Zach's White Boy Summer idol is himself.
That's so
Which is honestly
funny.
So White Boy Summer
that's,
of him that, to say.
That's so Zach.
Pretty much the perfect answer, I would say.
Side
that's
angle
a nice
of the
side
boobs.
Angle. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send this to you, Caleb.
Please do.
Anyway, so we have someone we look up to.
You think Donald Trump is having a White Boy Summer?
Yeah. Mar-a-Lago. He's hitting the course.
Dude, he's straight up begging people for money.
Dude.
He's gonna win again.
Rub everyone's nose in it,
bro.
He's gonna do victory laps.
I told you. You thought you could put me in jail.
these crooked politicians.
You thought you could put me in jail, and here I am.
I said, if Hillary hasn't gone to jail, I'm not going to jail.
If she doesn't go to jail, I don't go to jail. Neither of us go to jail.
Fuck.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. Who is my white boy's summer idol?
Yeah, you can't go with the obvious one.
Yeah, I got to give it some thought.
Who's the guy that's married to, or not married, dating Taylor Swift?
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
His brother. His brother's having a white boy summer.
Oh, yeah.
Jason? Yeah, what's going on with Jason?
He's just been hanging out at Eagles training camp, and people are like, well, it's because there's free food there.
So he's just Van Wilder
like
being an NFL player?
Literally,
he's just hanging out.
Friends with the team.
He retired 3 years ago. He still just shows up, eats wings, sits in the meetings, gives him stuff to podcast.
You guys got to get together.
You guys got to do more cardio.
He's definitely having a white boy summer. Both of them are having a white boy summer. Who else? Diddy's definitely not having a white boy.
Diddy's
I guess
strong.
He might be having a white boy summer.
Dude, Diddy.
A lot
Diddy
of allegations.
He had more than a white boy summer. He had a white boy run where he really thought he could get away with anything. Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the Cassie video, but I saw that it resurfaced.
He
like did a public
apology
about
that. Wait, resurfaced?
Yeah, allegedly the video's been out before, I think, but it's like the video of him beating her up in an elevator.
Well, my thing is, why do we all have, like, that's not the first time I've seen him run in a towel. You know what I mean? Like, we've all seen
the signs with Diddy have been there.
Yeah.
He's been, even when he dressed up for the Joker as Halloween and was, like, too good at it.
Yeah.
Something about him is just like, something's off with Dids, dude.
You know, he got a cease and desist from them. They're like, yo, stop dressing up as Joker. they literally sent
Heath
him
Heath Ledger's family was like, please stop.
Stop.
This isn't good for our image.
He's given a white, Diddy's given white towels a bad name.
Yeah.
Who's having a white boy summer?
Who's having a white boy summer?
I don't know. I think only time will tell, really.
I think we just watched my white boy summer.
The Italian man?
I think Italian guy with a gas thing up
gas
his ass.
Kind of encapsulated everything we talked about.
Yeah.
Indy 500.
You know, he's outside abusing.
Outside?
He's outside, injecting a substance.
A form of alcohol.
Sex and drugs.
There you go.
Or sex and sucking and fucking.
He's both sucked and fucked.
Sucking and fucking
and
going on. And I'd say that's pretty rock and roll, you know?
It's very rock
I mean,
and
he's
roll.
On camera kind of sort of bragging about it.
Yeah. Have sex with a
he's got a big hog.
Yeah, he's got
big
a
hog.
Huge hog.
Yeah, that's rock and roll to have a huge hog.
And
then,
now he has the respect of all of his community members.
Yes, yeah, millions of people.
Yeah. Including some rich white friends he's going to make.
Dude.
Whoa, dude.
How quick is he going to be on someone's yacht doing that same party?
We're
going to
see him in Dubai, bro. In the front of a yacht, Do it. Do
the
it.
The oil sheiks.
Well, yeah, they got oil. Yeah, they got a lot of gasoline.
Going straight to the source.
Oil source.
Going straight to the source, bro.
Sit on it.
Spin.
Jesus Christ. That's
there
awesome.
There will be blood.
So Gas Station Gary is our white boy summer.
Gas Station Giuseppe, I feel like, is probably his name now that I think about it as an Italian man.
Wow.
I think, I think that might be the white boy's hero.
That is, he's a hero right now. Another one I would say would be like who's like falling apart, you know? Like Ben Affleck. He needs a white boy summer.
Yeah.
I think
him
you know
and J-Lo broke up again, right?
I don't know.
I think
I just saw him recently and that he doesn't look good.
Oh, you saw him in person?
No, I saw him on that roast of Tom Brady.
Oh, he doesn't look
good there? He's so pumped. His face is crazy looking.
Does he pump with like Botox?
It's
and
one
shit?
Of those Botox situations where you're like, heesh.
Come on, man.
Yeesh.
You're a fella. You don't even got to do that.
You don't got to.
We're allowed to become ugly when we get.
You don't got to.
Well, when you get those actors, older, you kind of like, as long as you like eat some vegetables, bro, you'll be okay.
And I mean, look, a little bit of Botox, if it's done well, we shouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But he got that Ryan Gosling face. Y'all saw
Gos Botox?
Dude, the Gos.
Some Gos talks.
Should we look it
the
up?
The Gos looks like a real housewife right now. It's crazy. Look him up. It'll be the first picture that pops up. I guarantee it because everyone was talking about his fucking face. Look at his cheeks there.
Right here?
He looks like Jigsaw, bro.
Oh, shit.
You see it?
Yeah. Yo, like, he looks like he's wearing a mask, bro.
Dude, you punch him, it'll like break your hand. And that's honestly like a flattering angle of it. There's some pretty look at Ryan Gosling's face. And you'll really be able to see. There's a couple unflattering photos.
Wait, he didn't have it in Fall Guys, though. Is this post?
This is all from Fall Guys promo. Yeah, it's that red carpet, I guess. Maybe I'm just being mean. He looks a little crazy right there.
Oh, hey.
The peace sign.
Yeah.
Just the cheeks, not a crease in that forehead. Like, that forehead is like bulbous.
I also like that first picture he's giving the peace sign. It looks like he's like a guy on Facebook who's about to message you and be like, hey, it's been a while since high school.
I haven't aged a day. My face is about to burst.
I think Challengers is going to set a tone for White Boy Summer, though.
You think so?
Yeah, bro. I didn't watch it, but yeah, I'm just reading all the...
I watched it. Overhyped. Overhyped movie.
That's
overhyped?
What I could have guessed.
Yeah.
Like, again, I think... Fun sure. movie.
If you're into tennis.
Yeah, or Zendaya.
Or Zendaya.
Yeah, but...
Neither of which are my cup of tea.
No.
Take it or leave it.
No shade.
I feel like she's always playing a grumpy person.
I just coughed in the mic. She's always playing a grumpy person?
Yeah. Spider-Man, grumpy.
I don't see any of her work, except for Dean.
I know her from Dean.
Dean.
Dune. Oh, grumpy as fuck in that.
She just kind of like.
It was just annoying.
She's like saunter. She saunters around the desert in Dune.
She's like, oh yeah, so fine.
With her blue eyes. Yeah. That's the whole. That's her whole character in Dune. Is I have blue eyes.
Apparently, in the third one, she's supposed to go off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She has lines and shit.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
They'll
she's
allow
got
her to
lines.
Speak.
She's got lines. She does. It's a fun little joke.
it's just a little fucking fun. Yeah, I don't know what this white boy summer is gonna be.
Dude, it's a Gosling summer, dude.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, there's only one way. We got to get out there.
Get up. Go dick first into white boy summer.
Dip our wicks in white boy summer, dude. He's just Googled
white boy summer. Yeah, I'm gonna wet my beak.
Yeah, I think I'll take a sip.
Oh.
Caleb is just Googling
just
White Boy Summer. We're just looking
up
at the images of course Chet Hanks.
White
in the Independent.
Edits.
That's what news is now. Chet Hanks claims it's gonna be a White Boy Summer. Like it's an El Nino.
I got a meteorologist.
So it looks like it's we have a
that actually
we have a current of white boys rolling in here from Connecticut that's going to overtake the city for about 3 days during Memorial Day weekend.
We got big storms moving in.
We got big things moving in. Bumbaclot.
No, watch
damn.
Out.
Caleb said Caleb that for anyone. Yeah, for anyone Caleb. Who said that, Caleb said that.
I didn't tee him up for it either, by any means.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
That was all Zach sent us, right? We don't have any more Mario.
But I think we're
Mario
about,
mushroom boosts to try to.
Well, I think we're about out of time.
Yeah, I mean we're at 59 minutes, and there was about 7 to 8 minutes of video game playing up top.
Yeah, we could make it a short episode. So
I mean, Zach. Last episode we did like an hour and 20 minutes.
We did like
so.
An hour 15 last
Yeah.
Time, so. Well, I'm down to cut it short because I'm getting sweaty in
we
here.
We can cut it.
It
we
is.
Cut
so it. I didn't open up a window before we started. Yeah,
it's
so
all good.
Dude, it's the heat from this sweet
I also want to play one more round of Overwatch before
I got
I leave.
You.
before we go.
Okay.
Let's all right. Well, later. Happy White Boy Summer.
Happy White
it's
Boy Summer.
Summer of Boy Brunch, dude.
Zach will be back next episode for anyone who's really into Zach.
He's in London. He's in the UK. Yeah, for all our female listeners, who I assume are only here because you came by way of Zach.
Yeah, and saw the podcast and couldn't get enough and then listened to us and we're like, what
actually,
the
I can
fuck
have
is this?
Enough, actually. Turns out the podcast is enough, actually. Yeah.
I much prefer Gabby. Totally get that. Totally
we get
fair.
It. And we're sorry.
Zach will be back.
He'll be back next week.
And
I should have led with
probably
going
to get Gabby on, too. No. No, we're not.
No.
We're high on her list of things to do, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
I'm going to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, go give it a listen.
I'm going to give it a listen to.
Dude.
I've watched the clips. They're
great. The clips are great.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Guys, thank you so much
for
listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check it out. See you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.